Thank you, taping these off, sir?
Yes.
Recording? Okay. Welcome everybody back. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis has the following discussion. Once know when the Mishnah said Kol Mitzvos Ha'Ava LaBen, what did it mean? Said the Gemara, "My Kol Mitzvos Ha'Ava LaBen." Ilema Kol Mitzvos L'Chayev Ava L'Nevi B'Brei Nashim Chayavos. That'd be very difficult because Vatanya Kav Chayev No L'Mol Toso. So Av is in the Imo Lo. Some of Yehuda Hachi come. Here's what the Mishnah means. Kol Mitzvos Ha'Ava. He tells us La'Av Laso. I'm sorry. Kol Mitzvos Ha'Ava. He tells us La'Ben Lasos La'Aviv. Rashi comments, what are these two mitzvahs? Mutelas al haben. Rashi says, kigon kivad umor. These are two examples Rashi is referring to. The Gemara continues. Tanina lahatatan rabbanan ish, ainli ella ish, isha minayin. How do I know that a woman is chayiv in? What mitzvahs? Lechora, according to Rashi at least, kavanira, more of him. What's interesting right away to note in this Gemara?
Two
mitzvahs, correct. You're right, which is dancing around the more important point, which is?
Well,
the pasuk says ish, and I thought that was more straightforward. What's the pasuk talking about? Kishihomer tira'u hare kan shnayim. You see, even though it says ish, since it says tira'u, it's referring to more than one person, l'chara men and women. That's the Gemara's drasha. And you already begin to see a little bit of the textual, in the psukim, on one hand, ish, on the other hand, tira'u. So if that's the case, in Cain, ma tamalo, eina sipek biyada lasos. A man has it, it's maspik, it's in his control to do everything. But a woman does it because of nesha reshusachem aleha. And therefore you see the difference between a man and a woman. Which case is it referring to? Reshusachem aleha. Amr of Idi Bar Avin in the final statement, Amr Rab, that clarifies even further. Nisgar Shnehem Shav. However, once she's divorced, well, she is now Shaveh Shnehem Shav, i.e., Ish V'Isha, in the kibbut of their parents, in the kibbut in the year of their parents, etc., etc. Okay. I made two points. One of them we alluded to earlier on, so I'll just articulate, and the other one I'll throw out to the audience, even as a mahalik or ha'arah. First of all, this is the diukim of the psukim in terms of the man and the woman. What is the relationship between kibbutz / yira, both one in each other? Yes, 3 points. Number one is, what is the covenant that says about covenant? That pashas is not pashas. Everyone agree? They not agree. The next one I picks up with other drashas about kibbutz avim. Is it just a tangent or is it somehow more linked? Number two, I would have raised on this gemara is the relationship just a man's. Chiv of Kivud Avim is pretty addressing. It's not exactly the same, however, it kind of is the same. After she's Miskurash Shnehem Shavim, Mistama before she's married, although the Gemara doesn't point it out, it's Mistama the same. However, when she's married, something changes, and that's already alluded to the Psukim. Therefore, the question is, what's the Psukim alluding to? What's the reason why? What's the change? That's essentially a major point. What changes in a woman's kibbutz avim from a man, especially when she's married? Already, how do I know that there's a difference in a man and a woman? How do I know? You already sense the tension in the Gemara. Because on one hand, how do I learn it? Gzeiras HaKasuv, you guys all pointed out. On the other hand, that's the rest of the Gzeiras HaKasuv. Gzeiras HaKasuv is the ish tira'u thing. But already from the text of the Gemara, you notice a certain tension. What do you notice? On one hand, there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv teaching me she's different. On the other hand, there's a Svara. What's the Svara? Mipnei Shereshu Sacher Maleha. Mipnei is answering the question, not just a random black on white Gzeiras HaKasuv without any reason. There's some rhyme or reason going on here. And already notice the tension between that. Ha'ara number three is just. The Gemara points out a new halacha. Amarav Adi Bar Oven Amarav Nizgarash Shnehem Shavim. What question should one ask? What? Why is it here? I understand why. Oh, Shavim sounds like they're the exact same, but I could see room for opening up by the exactly Shavim, not worthwhile to note that, yes? What was the Havmina? In other words, if the whole Keturah is Mipnei Shereshus Achel Maleha, well then what? It's no longer Mecher Maleha. Why would I have thought differently? And I'm going to start with this Havmina, although we'll get to, I think, is the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah and the Gemara over here points out Nizgarsha Shnehem Shavim, says the Ritva, Perish, the lo tema kevin shiniftara niftara. Don't tell me that what was the Havamina? Once she's putter, because she's Rishus Acheri, she's totally putter, entirely and completely putter. Rather, what? Kamash Malan, the Hajra Lichayuva. She returns Lichayuva to her Chiyuva. The Ran is very similar to the Ritzvah, however, slightly different. The footnote in the Ritzvah actually quotes the Ran as the exact same, it's slightly different. The Ran says, Mi Bala, Harahi Ke'acheb in Mitzvah's Kibbut, Vekamash Malan, the Mishrim, the Nisis, Lo Paka Chiyuva Minei. What does it sound like? It sounds the same thing. In other words, there would have been a Havamina that Paka Chiyuva Minei, Kamash Malan, Lo Paka Chiyuva Minei. What is the extra few words that the Ran adds in more than the Ritzvah, textually speaking? Paka. The Ran seemingly adds in that lo paka chiyuva minei, it's a little more than the Ritzvah. In other words, what? Paka means like hafkok. In other words, totally removed, utterly obliterated. Or in other words, if it had to articulate the Havamina, what is the Havamina according to the Ran? What is the Havamina according to the Ritzvah? Basically, what's the Havamina? Yeah, I'm not sure the Ritzvah, but you're right in the Ran. According to the Ran, we'll take a look at the Ritzvah in a second, but the Ran seems to indicate the Havamina was that what? She's totally paka. Kamash Malan, she's not paka, right? Am I wrong? Kamash Malan. And therefore, paka. Kamash Malan, what? This is essentially the Havamina the Ran has. The Ritzvah, does he have the same Havamina? The words are, paka are left out. There's no hafka going on. This is before the Ran. This is the Ran. The Ritzvah, how does the Ritzvah have it? I'm not sure if there's a hafka or not. It could be. The Havamina, for the Ritzvah, when he gets the impression? Again. Here's the low came and came with the Niftara Diftara. Don't tell me it's Niftara Diftara. According to the Ran,
she loses her. According to the Ran, his Havamina is that she loses her Chiyuv in Maskanin and she doesn't get it. You could say, according to the Ritva, that his Havamina is, okay, we take for granted that she's got the Chiyuv, it's just whether or not she'll get the Chiyuv back.
I'm sure
exactly.
The Havamina returns the Chiyuv means you won't have the Chiyuv.
You want to say, according to the Ritva, that what? That the Havamina is that it wasn't Paka, it's a temporary tour.
It's
suppressed. It's a suppressed tour, right?
Okay.
That's what, is that what you're saying, right? It's a suppressed tour. Kamash Malan, no, it also it returns.
Who
says suppressed? Oh, there's one. So how's that any different
than the Ran? Same thing. The Ran's happening is that. Is that it never went. The difference is the river. Havamina is that it goes. Kamash Malan is that it comes back completely.
The difference is that the Havamina is the Maskara.
The
difference is what?
That according to the river, it comes back completely, but it already went.
Havamina is that you're not Potter?
The Ram is that it's not Potter. Yes.
How is the Ran slightly different? I thought the Ran
is
the
Ran. Ran is saying, Havamina is like marrying your papa. When you marry, you still have the Chiyuv. Even though you're married, there's a Chiyuv.
Correct. According to the Ran, nothing's Paka ever. This is all when you're married.
According to Ritzvah, though, when you're married, you're actually Paka. When you get divorced, then you are the Chiyuv is the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure the Ritzvah didn't learn is that
open breathing.
I got this right way. Is that good? Too much blood. Zoh, let's just make as a clarify.
It's Zoh, this is Yerusha. This is definitely Chai, right? This is Yerushas also.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is
when she misses Ignoreshes, the habit is that
According to the Ritva, it's unclear if it's depressed or.
Or if it's a disability.
Exactly. Potentially. Does it return to you from zero? Does it return to you from a technical score? However, this is definitely, I think, correct. And this is a major question which opens up to is whether a woman is married and therefore not actively obligated in Tivut Avei. If no at all chiyuv whatsoever, she's totally partnership, no responsibility at all? Or is it that she has a responsibility, she's essentially chayav kibud avei, however, there's a technical reshus acherim aleha which we seem to override. I will say it a little more sharply. Is the patur come from the, is that there's a svara, just the pasuk is like some type of, snach deba'ama, but essentially it's a svara, when she has a new vow, and there's someone else controlling her, she can't do it. She's Rishus Achen, it's difficult, she can't do it, she's under someone else's control. But not that she's totally removed. Like an onus derech mal patrei type of svara. Alternatively, one could argue, divorce the kibud avei. I think that's really what boils down to. The Ran definitely, in the Havni assumes it's, in the Havni assumes that it's mufka, kimashma, it's not mufka, it's depressed. According to the Ritva, Kimash Milan, I'm not sure. Either it's suppressed or it's mufka. I'm not sure what the Ritva is on the Maskana. If the Ritva is over the two paths, take a look at Rashi over here. There are a couple of diukim in Rashi that are worthwhile to make. Take a look at Rashi. We pointed out earlier on, Rashi back at Daklamana Beis, Mutelas al Haben. What did Rashi say? Let's Shmaik read the Rashi. Mutelas al Haben.
Where is it?
Line is Mutelas al. Two words online. Correct. Let's just read the next Rashi. Sipek. Good. Next Rashi. Rishus Acherim. I'm not sure what Rashi's adding here. I don't know. Who else? Rishus Acherim is Baal. Who else would it have been? Next Rashi. Oh, Rishus Acherim means that's what people told me. That was a man. That was only when she gets married is there a patur. However, if she's under the jurisdiction of a master, like a, then she's chayav to do that. Maybe. That's what you were saying in Seder. I didn't know what you meant. Maybe. Okay, continue. Yeah, what's worthwhile noting in this Rashi? What's worthwhile noting? L'chora, Rashi says she's chayav only in kibbutz. That when she's nizgarsha, and the Gemara calls it shneihem shavim, what does Rashi say? She's chayav in kibbutz. Earlier on, I want to note that. L'chora, what's the answer? What's the pshat Rashi? How do you defend Rashi? What could be? How so? I'll sharpen the question. The whole gezeirah, it's more of a problem. The whole drushes here is in the context of Mora. How can Rashi think the whole thing's in talking? And there's like Achron and maybe Yad Vavid, I think, who believes it's like the Mem Atzinu or Tzadashav or something that links the two of them together. That in other words, covering the year where they go hand in hand. That could be. I can hear such a svar. Okay, but even so, what's Rashi? What's going on in Rashi?
I think that year stays the whole time.
Correct. It could be, according to Rashi, when she's married, no one ever covered. Who disagrees potentially with this Rashi? The Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mamnim Vav Vav, Echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha chayavim v'mor v'kavut, Elisha ish yesh biyado lasos va isha em biyado lasos shaharishus acher malecha. Lefikach nisgarsha nisamla harei shneihem shavim. What's the Rambam seeming to do? The Rambam seems to believe that when she's married, she shavim and yira. Lechora, when she's married, she has the patur from both. Mash ain't kain rashi. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. It's beferish like rashi. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem, Sif Yud Zayin, is beferish not like the Rambam. Listen to the Shulchan Aruch. Echad ish v'echad ish and shav v'kavad v'mor shal avein. From me, tibur avein. The Shulchan Aruch patters her, A, only from tibur avein, and B, because the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, she mishubedes labala. Technically, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi, according to Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, L'chora, this far is different from the Rambam. The Rambam believes it's a fundamental tour that kavon and mora. However, according to Rashi, the tour is only kavon. What might this depend upon? I thought I was shy. If it's Gzeres HaKosav, you know what Gzeres HaKosav has to include? Yira. You want to know why? Because that's what the Pasuk's talking, teaching me. The Svara makes sense to suggest that the Torah said, when a woman is married, she's no longer in the jurisdiction of her parents, now she's in the jurisdiction of her husband, and therefore all these mitzvahs go out the window. She's no longer chayav in kavon, she's no longer chayav in mora. However, if it's based on svara, that it's technically difficult for her to accomplish it, so she can't do kavon, but there's no reason why she can't do mora. Just because she's married to her husband doesn't mean she can't sit in her father's chair. Of course she can avoid sitting in her father's chair. Just because she should stand in her father's place. You're right, she can't go out and get extra water for her father because she has responsibilities to her husband. But not necessarily should there be a Torah from Mora, therefore L'chora, the Nafka Mina to the two Yira as well. And again, Misvara makes sense as well as text. In other words, Misvara makes sense that if it's a technical Torah that she can't do both, why would they send to Mora? However, if it's Xeris and Kostops, it makes all sense in the world to say the Pasuk is talking about Ish and Tira'u with the context of Yira. Of course, it's talking about Mora, the Chiddush that it would extend to not only is the context, the context of the Gemara is about Mora, and B, the Pesukim are about Mora, Yira as well. And furthermore, the Gemara's whole context is to equate Kibbutz and Mora, therefore that's a lot of support for the Rambam against the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi. And the Daik that way, furthermore, the Maskana of the Rambam is that way, and the Ran also has all these Diukim of Rashi, the same words, which makes a lot of sense. All these words about Kavod and Yira, and furthermore, the Lashon of, we'll see in a second, seems to indicate that the Ran is in this camp as well, and as he pointed out from the Havmina Maskara earlier on in the Ran, but she does so, he'd be in the camp of Rashi and Zushan. We'll take around the questions, a few more points quickly. If you take a look at Rashi and Devarim Aschel, Sipek, what's Rashi's Lashon? Shmack, read it again. What's this Svara? Why can she not do it? Why is the Baal Sipek Biyado? Because no one's preventing him. Mashi, Lachor is a problem with the Baal. If you look at Tosfos, it's a slightly different presentation. What does Tosfos suggest? Why is there a patur? Why is she part of the Kibbutz Avim according to Tosfos? What? She's Ana Mitsuya. She's technically not near her father. If you look at Tosfos Rush, it seems like a technical patur. There is a slight difference between Rashi and Tosfos, which is whether or not, according to Rashi, it's someone standing in the way, and Tosfos is the inability. However, right, in other words, is it that she's just not around to do it, or is it that the father says, or the husband says, I don't want you to do it? That may be a little bit of a difference. However, although there are nuances of difference, nonetheless, they're in the same camp. Give me one more second, I got a question, one more second. And therefore, I'm throwing out is extension. The Rambam is one extreme position, which is the Torah extends to Kav and Europe. Rashi, Shulchan Aruch, Tosfos, Tosfos Rush, the Sefer HaChinuch, if anyone's interested, but he mentioned no distinction. Again, seemingly the Torah is like the Kavod, although I'm not sure the Sefer HaChinuch is more like Tosfos and Tosfos Rush, or more like that, than the Shulchan Aruch. Not sure exactly. But at the end of the day, they all believe it's limited to Kavod. And again, why is nuance of difference according to Tosfos? Because she's not someone standing in her way. The Baal would not stand in her way, and she was far away. Let's say she was in her father's house,
and the Baal would say no, that may be an opportunity to not shake those. So if I let's say she's been in her father's house, the father says, please give me a drink of water, the father says, absolutely not, you get me a drink of water. Or don't get caught to Rashi singing the inadequate tosos potentially. Yes. In other words, there are nuances in the difference between Rashi and tosos, but essentially that's a totally different camp from the Rambam.
Tosos isn't saying the same
tosos. Okay.
He's saying,
right?
Tosos
says, Eidem Mitzuya Etzel Avia, Ella Etzel Bala.
But here he's not saying part of your father. Could be like the next door.
You understand the difference between Tosfos and Tosfos Rashi. Now, Tosfos Rashi says she's not next to her father, and Tosfos Rashi says that she's next to her husband, which sounds more like Rashi is saying. Yeah, although the Inyachol Lashamisha Via.
Why? Because she's next to her husband, not because she's
a opposed to her father. Not that, like Rashi, that she's standing in the way. I don't think there's a difference between saying she's not next to her father or she's next to her Baal and not next to her father. The point is she's not next to her father. I don't hear the deal. I hear that, in other words, the focus is slightly different. The emphasis is on a different point of it, but I don't think that's anything. I wouldn't want to learn Tosfos Rashi like Rashi. I think it's more similar to Tosfos. Okay. Just a couple quick more points. Let's say the husband says, please go ahead and serve your father. You're more than welcome to get your father a drink of water. Does she fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim? So the Shach writes Beferish in Reish Mem, Sif Cotton. Says the Shach, veneering, get the impression from the Shulchan Aruch is that since the Petur is only from Kibbut because it's Meshubedes, etc., etc., yeah. The Shach's conclusion, or he thinks he himself knew was an after meaning. Meaning, the Shach says, Venira, the im ein bala matmid chayemis b'chol davar she'efshar kamo ha'ish. I don't know if the Shach was only making that point according to the Shulchan Aruch. A, he's commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, and B, his words, the divrei maschil is lafika. Echad ha'ish v'echad ha'ish ha'sham v'kivin of marashal of v'ein. El ha'ish ha'im b'yad olaz v'shim v'shibetis v'bala. Lafika ki v'tura mikavod v'kivin of v'ein. Shim v'shibetis v'bala. Lafika she's puzzled. Says the Shacha, Lefikach, Dafka Lefikach, Venirah She'im Ein Bala Matved, Chayav, we make this point because of the Lefikach. However, Lechora, this is the Shulchan Aruch, Lashitach, throwing that whole Mahalach. That if the Baal doesn't mind, what's the big deal? Potentially, according to the Rambam, one could suggest that since she's no longer Bereshus, her father, now she's Bereshus Aviyah, she's more than welcome to get her father a drink of water, but there's not the same much. But the Kibbutz of anything potentially might not be. And again, I'm not sure, A, if it's true. It could be true. It's not Nafkamina. Number two, and it could be true in the Shach. I think that's what the Shach picked up in the words of Lefika. I'll throw out one last Nafkamina, but let me just take around the questions first. Yeah, Adam, what's up?
How about Rambam and
Tosfos Rashi
actually different? Because according to Tosfos Rashi,
their father's chair once they're married. According to Tosfos Rashi, absolutely not. She's Chayav Mora. According to Rambam, maybe she's Pata Mora.
But with the
Kibbutz
aspect,
they were saying... Kibbutz had a difference.
Yeah.
In terms of Kibbutz, Tosfos Rashi, the Tosfos seems to indicate that if she's muscled by her father...
Yeah, that's only sometimes
come up. ...she's drive in an hour and get me a drink of water, which she has. According to both of them. So she's in the father's backyard, according to Rambam, she still would not have to, according to Tosfos Rashi. Tosfos Rashi, she would have to because she's muscled now. Seemingly. One last Nafkamina. Potentially, I was wondering, at what point in time does an Isha Kedushin or? I wasn't sure. I didn't find it in the poster. If I don't know this, at what point in time she bought it? What point in time she bought it? See, I think with Moshe Harrigan on the internet this year, he wondered this is an Nafkamina, one of the potential Nafkaminas as well. He hasn't decided, right. But this I thought was a very good point. Which is whether or not it kicks in Kedushin and Nisuin. I thought maybe one could suggest, maybe. So how am I going to analyze that, Shiloh? What point in time? Yeah? Shiloh, want to say? Shiloh, yeah.
No,
hang on, you have a question? Which I get to ask me, I'll answer your question in a second. So, what might the Nafi be?
If it's Nisuin, then if it is the Sephora, just a technical point that she's not in the same place for father and therefore, or she's left her father and her husband, then you think it's Mamasu, whereas it doesn't occur
Right. According to, I would say, if it says according to Tosfos and Tosfos Rush, Kedushin, she still lives by her father, so therefore it would be distilling. According to Rashi, what would you suggest? That when the father, when the Baal can be Mocha, what would you suggest?
So when the Baal is in control of the Baal, then you're in control of the
Zuk. I would have thought maybe Kedushin from Rashi. I would have thought maybe Kedushin. Well, but I can see it being debatable. I can see it being debatable exactly how much the Baal can be Mocha, but I can see it going either way. And according to the Rambam, there's a Gzeres HaKasav teaching me that Ish and Ish Tiro, depends if she's married or not. I'm not sure exactly what Gzeres HaKasav would be either. I wouldn't know.
What's your Nara?
She still has to live the name. In Bulgaria, she still has. It's not going to the Baal, but she's not leaving the parents. That's right. Someone showed me a sheet of the Prat Yosef. He showed it to me. Shmaiki, you showed me Josh. Josh and the sheet of the Prat Yosef. Unbelievable sheet. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
I know, my question was basically that.
So from Rashi and Rambam, I wouldn't know, but from Tosfos Rush, Lachar, it's better to be Rishus. Which was the Machlokes may depend upon. Okay, I hear. I think so. Yeah.
Would it be hard to say that really Rashi and Rambam line up, theoretically, methodologically, more than Rashi and Tosfos?
I don't think so. Why would you say that?
Because Rashi and Rambam, Tosfos Rush say, you're not part of it, still really tired.
I think according to Rashi, you could be tired as well, just the husband said no. I stuck Rashi in the middle. You're right, Tosfos and Tosfos Rush are more extreme. But I think essentially, this is based on the Gzeres HaKasav, the black eye, white, formal Gzeres HaKasav teaching your puzzle. According to this, it's based upon like technical scars that are pushed by the Baal being Mochesh. In other words, according to Rashi, the Baal says, no problem, go ahead. I can see you being tired. I would definitely have pointed to the Rambam. You're right, Rashi's closer, that's why I stuck Rashi in the middle, Tosfos on the extreme, but I definitely put Rashi closer to Tosfos conceptually than to the Rambam, I thought. There was this habit of, so again, we opened up the following question. Number one, the relationship between covenant, that was what? The relationship between Ish and Tiro, is it a real Gzeres HaKasav, or is it just like a snap type of thing? That we spoke with also the same aspects we showed him as well. We spoke about the Havi Maskana and the Ram, there's two pastors of Ritz, and they opened up this whole Machlok and Shalom we saw over here. However, there's one other Shita called the Prat Yosef. It's an unbelievable Shita. The Prat Yosef is found in the back of the Gemara. It's like, somewhere between the Gemara and the Ritz. There's a Prat Yosef. If you have the fancy Gemara, you put them all together. If you have the less fancy ones, it's to kind of find them. For kids, the Prat Yosef says as follows. The Havi meaning is not like the Ram and the Ritz book. That when she's putter, happy that when she's married, she's in this case, she's putter, and who does the chiyuv go on? Now they keep it up in the style on the her brother, the boys of the family, assuming she has today. Kamashmalan, now she's Grusha. Kamashmalan, it's not that she's still putter, but you wouldn't have the Havanina that since she was putter and her brother had to do everything. So now, she's high if she has to do everything and her brother's totally bugged. What questions do you have to ask? What's the svara for that? How did they get a sense? Why in the world would her brother be totally bugged with you today and she kind of takes over it? It's unbelievable she could apply this thing. So I thought the part depended upon two assumptions. One of the big kiddush. No, what's going on with the patient to work? Not you. Someone who I didn't tell to the nurse later. Yeah.
It seems to be like something about the parents getting things done.
Correct. Now, assumption number one is that kibra v'ein is not do as much as you can, but rather make sure that you should, in other words, you should make sure that their needs are taken care of. That's assumption number one. And assumption number one is that if you have aim, I would call it the Kosa or the
Hefza.
Therefore, after Gimshin, it goes directly to her and no one else. Directly to the Gurusha. After Gimshin. I guess it's probably something along the lines of she has to be mashlim, she has to do tashlum, and I don't know if it's a knas for getting married or for getting divorced. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say knas because marriage is a good thing. It goes to her. Lechora, these are two assumptions that would explain the fact that this is happening. Take the point for a second. Lechora, number one, it's not that you have to do Kivud Avim, it's that you have to assure it gets done. Assume it gets done. Who does it? The brother, you, usually you divide it. Now you got a Patur, so he was totally responsible. Now you got, it's by default, it falls to you. It's reflected over to you. The question is, what's the maskana? The maskana can be one of two things. The maskana is, no, you totally misunderstood. Even though they're technical, so it's not making sure your parents are cared for. No, you have a responsibility to do it. Say what? Eirachinami. The mitzvah is the tosa. The mitzvah is to ensure your parents get cared for. However, what? You're right. It's not on the bureau, but rather it's shove l'chol ha'achin. All the brothers divided equally. Which would be an unbelievable thing, bringing your parents into your house to live with you, or sending them to an old age and making sure they care for a crack. You know what the answer is? L'chol depends upon this maskana. Is there an opportunity to bring your parents a glass of water versus buying them a, I don't know what? To ensure, it could be not so far, it could be to ensure that one of the children take care of them. That could be. I'm asking you someone else. But look, it's an important, I mentioned with an afternoon. Let's take these quick questions and then I want to finish up. Yeah, one, two. Antishim regression.
Does the story be that the girl takes precedence?
It's very good to explain to why she's back to her over the ass. I'm not sure what puts her in Lagami. Do you have any sisters? Yeah, you puts her in Lagami because you have sisters. If you have single sisters, you puts her in Lagami? But her or not. In other words, that'd be an unbelievable conclusion, according to what you're saying, something is true. Difficult to imagine. So to review what we saw, is that it's totally popped up from Mashkelon. When she's married, she's not popped according to the race, but in other words, that was just a suppressed Tour. According to the Rishba, it's unclear if the tour is suppressed for a papka. I wasn't sure. Potential nafka means is going to be number one about mode kibbutz. We pointed out it's not an objective tour, but rather it's totally in the. If it's not an objective tour, but it's totally in Rishus Hachem, there are two versions, there's Rash Tosis version. Versus Rashi Shulchan versus the Rashi version. And after that, we point to that mission and potential to master one according to him. All right, if you're interested tomorrow, we'll pick up with the rest of the Kibbutz Avim.